with the weather being what it is here in the next probably 10 days, probably a good opportunity and a good suggestion to take a look at what you have in your glove box of your car. Do you know what a glove box is? Don't think I'm acting or I'm asking that facetiously, because I said the same thing to my daughters who are of driving age, and they're like, "What's that?" I'm like, "That's that compartment that's there
the
in front
thing with
of
the button. You push it, it opens, and then you can put stuff in it
right there on the passenger seat." I'm like, "Yeah," because I went to, we changed car insurance recently, and I was like, "Hey, do you have your new insurance card? I want you to take this and put this in your glove box." Then it was, "Where's that?" Okay. Put it in the envelope, you know, with your registration. And you just got, and then I went over with them, and it's like, you know, some of these things you just assume.
Yeah.
People know.
It's
but,
the place where all of the napkins live.
Right.
That you get from fast food, and you just keep the extras because just in case.
But then I went over, okay, hey, what do you have in your glove box? Do you have your tire lock, that tire key?
Yes.
Which I gave back to you when we changed your tire when it blew on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a flashlight? Do you have
registration?
The registration.
Yes.
Do you have the manual? Do you have a tire pressure gauge? What's that? Do you have a mini first aid kit? And like all this stuff I was kind of going through, and I was like, man, did I just miss
that part of that the dad
part of
experience
of explaining? Because I feel like I showed them how to change a tire,
sure,
how to check
but
their oil.
But they're going to call AAA anyway.
And, well,
yeah.
I mean, we have AAA, so why
yes,
not?
Exactly.
So it's like, you know.
1,000%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And do you have a multi-tool? I'm like, here, take this flashlight, put it in your thing. He's like, uh-huh. Okay, all right, all
you
right.
You should probably have a blanket when
yes,
it gets cold out there,
yes,
just in case
exactly.
you get stranded on the road.
Yeah. Look at us, hot tips.
Look at that. We're parenting everybody right now.
I know, right?
This is Parent
Listen,
Corner.
Take a look in your glove box. That's the little compartment that's right there in front of the passenger
have
seat.
Have you winterized your car?
Yeah.
Do you have the supplies just in case?
Anyways. So, yeah. As it's getting to be in the negatives here in the next 10 days, you'll want to make sure that you've got all that stuff.
Well, and if you're my dad, he has a heart attack if the gas gauge gets below half tank.
Oh, yeah. Gas lines could freeze.
Exactly.
Gas lines he's could
just,
freeze.
He is stressing out
right.
about, like, he would not. We get down to, like, we got home the other night. My husband's like, oh, we got 9 miles left. And he's like, oh, I think I can get to school. It's 7.1 miles to
I'm
school.
Telling you.
I got it.
Kelly.
I got it. It's
the,
fine.
Ever since cars came with the range.
Yes.
And how many
That's
miles
magical.
You have left on your tank.
I use it.
I
use every last drop.
That's not a suggestion for me. That
no.
is Bible.
It's a challenge.
I am like, oh, yep. I've got 11
got
miles
it.
Left.
And then I'm looking up Google Maps. How many miles is it to where I gotta go? I got it. Nope. I'm
I know.
Good.
And
I have like a mile to spare.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking at the gas gauge going, all right, I got 11 miles. I can make it to work. I can still go to the grocery. And then on the way, I can then maybe stop and
Ooh,
get some gas.
You're putting multiple stops in there?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's,
yeah. I'm kind
bold,
of like prioritizing
sir.
Some stuff. And
that's bold.
And it's like, I never really know how many gallons my tank holds. I assume it's like, because, you know, when I fill it up on E and it stops on a certain gallon, I'm like, oh, okay, that's probably what it is. Or it's round up to the next one. I'm like, it's probably that many gallons.
Probably.
And so when I go over that amount, I'm like, oh. Well.
We did that one time.
We were
kind of sweating.
Well,
like, are we get there?
We're, what happened?
Like, we're probably like 2 miles over
uh-huh.
when it was like, you're done. You're out. Like, we're still going.
Yeah, Haley texted in and said, 30 miles to empty is my max. Haley, you know what you ought to do?
Oh.
You ought to, I'm telling you, that may be your little shot of adrenaline.
Could be. That excitement you're lacking.
Let it dip. I would never suggest getting it below 10. But
no.
But if you got in the 20-mile range, man, you're living life.
Oh, boy.
You're living life right there.
Oh, boy. Michael's like, shouldn't let your gas get so low all the time. The fuel is what cools the pump. Running it low increases the chance of fuel bump issues. Oh, Michael, really?
Michael, what are you, a mechanic?
Are we ruining our car by trying to use every last drop of gas that we pay for?
Well, listen, I'm also ruining my car because I top it off, too. Because I can't, my neurosis can't have it stop on, like, a weird odd number.
Oh, really? I don't care about that.
Like
wherever the pump tells me it needs to stop, it stops, and whatever it is, it is.
If it stops at 42.37, I'm like, nope, it's got to be 42.50. And I'm...
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
That is so it has neurotic.
To be, it has to be a multiple of five.
A multiple of five?
It has to be.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
That you care.
So I'll be like, well, you know what? 42.75. Here we go. And then I go real slow so I can get it.
Michael, what are your thoughts on that? Is that bad too? He seems to be the resident mechanic. I trust him. Missy says, I'm 56 years old. My mother called me last night and asked if I had a full tank of gas. And I said,
I'm telling you.
Mom, I have a half tank of gas. Honey, go fill it up so it doesn't freeze.
Oh, listen to this. Yes. Susie just texted and said, I pulled up at the gas station and it said 0 miles Ooh. Until empty. Listen, are living dangerously.
Oh.
Have you ever run out of gas? I remember my mom running.
Yes,
I remember my mom running out of gas.
Yeah,
and
my gas gauge was faulty; it wasn't working right, so I didn't know.
And you ran out.
Yeah, it looked like I had like a quarter tank, and I ran out on the side of like I-64.
Yeah,
right before Hurstbar, and I called my husband. I'm like, it was really late too, because I was coming back from a long trip, and he had to come get me. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Running out of gas.
Oh, that's the worst.
The only time I want to say it was a very pretty convenient, it was like in town, so it was, quote, convenient.
Right.
But I remember my mom running out of gas when we were kids, and we were on like a country road, and there, like, she ran out of gas right in front of a farmhouse, and the farmer comes out with a gas can. He was like, yep, people run out of gas around here
all the time.
Yeah, and he put a, you know, like, I don't know, a couple shots of gas in just enough to get, you know,
get us to a gas station.
Right, exactly. Wow. That's crazy.
Oh, wow. Anyways. There's so many people that have stories of running their gas tank down. John's like, I ran my gas tank down yesterday till the light came on. I was living in the edge.
Wait,
wow,
till the light came on?
Yeah, just,
okay,
I mean,
come on. You better come harder than that.
Yeah, you got to push
if you're
a little
gonna
bit
tell
further
us,
to impress us, John.
Yeah, if you're going to tell us a story, it better be something.
Oh, your fuel light's on. Oh, you got 20 more miles, 30 more miles, maybe.
All right, anyways, hey. Our point is, make sure your gas lines don't freeze up. Get the gas filled up. Make sure you've got enough stuff in your glove compartment or in your car.
Put a blanket
keep a
in
little
there.
Blanket in your trunk or in the back seat to make sure if your car does break down or you get into a little fender bender when it's icy, that you're able to keep yourself warm.
Christina sounds like a mechanic, too. She says, check your battery. Check your battery. The cold can kill it.
All right. There you go. Look at that. Hot tips from Ben and Kelly.
Parenting and car corner.
Your old pals, Ben and Kelly. 99.7 DJX.